if ever before the world needed love, it would be right now. And we're so tremendously distracted that people are having a hard time being able to love themselves or to love the Most High, their Creator. And that mandate, it's been said that we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves and love our Creator with all of our hearts, which gives us a spirit of compassion. But we're so inundated with cognitive dissonance, MK Ultra, mind programming, created reality shows, scripted reality shows all around us. And people are trying to mold and shape our thinking and think and shape your thinking. And it causes you to be passive aggressive. The dissonance is what's really crazy nowadays, that we have to wrestle with so many emotions and feelings that are not of our own because of the frequencies that are being emitted that are affecting the frequency within ourselves. I mean, even when you don't drink enough water, the frequency of your body changes because we're composed of water. So when you become dehydrated, you begin to get sick. You feel a dysphoria. You're confused and you can't get your thoughts together because you need to be hydrated. And so in the process of all of that and understanding love, today I want to talk about an article that someone wrote, henrymako.com, his website, henrymako.com. Great article. Since the internet is being censored, you can go here and find a lot of great news articles. His last name is spelled M-A-K-O-W. And he wrote this, and I want to share it because it's where we need to be. He started off saying, do not confuse love of perfection, comma, God, with the love of imperfection, people. Satanists don't want us to love and worship the Creator. They really don't. It's so sad. Even social media needs to be banned because there's so much pornography and prostitution on there, and TV as well, pushing in our faces alternative lifestyles and how to find some type of temporary pleasure that's never long-lasting. Let me read the rest of this article. That's what I want to do today during our time here. We tend to confuse the two kinds of love with dire consequences. The first kind of love is love of perfection, which is the Most High. Be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect, Matthew 5:48. Whether or not we admit it, we are all in love with perfection, God, the Creator. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. As far as humans are concerned, God is expressed in terms of spiritual ideas, perfection, goodness, truth, beauty, love, and justice. The second type of love is love of imperfection, and that would be people, because we are some imperfect vessels. It's easy to love perfection. It's much more difficult and perhaps more worthy to love imperfection. Since all humans are far from perfect, we all need this long-suffering, nurturing love and need to give it to others. Something that's not happening right now. You can't even hug anybody right now. And the human body needs 8 hugs a day to thrive and transfer and jumpstart your battery, your soul, your spirit. Think of how long suffering the Most High is, yet he loves us still. Romantic love. The problem arises when we confuse the love of the Creator and the love of people. We confuse them. In romantic love, we tend to idealize another person, usually with disastrous consequences. This is usually due to a powerful natural instinct which distorts our judgment. It's called sexual desire. We are mind controlled by Satanists. Turn the TV off. They made romantic love a vulgar facsimile of real religion. Intercourse is presented as a holy sacrament. They want us to worship false gods and other flawed people. You know, your entertainers, your American Idols. Movies brainwash us to think beautiful women are goddesses. You know how you dribble, break your neck, turn around, and worship them. It's idolatry. Let me finish reading his article. Men and women have been brainwashed to believe that sex appeal is 80% of a woman's value. The inflation of sex and women has rendered men impotent. Women were designed to be facilitators, not goddesses. But yet every woman today, this is my commentary, wants to be a goddess, and we see that by the increase of 70 to 80% of plastic surgery to all look the same. Nose, lips, breasts, butt, small stomach. Everybody wants to look the same. Let me go back to the article. It's okay to love perfection, but we must remember that we will not find it in this world, except perhaps in nature if we overlook the red in tooth and claw aspect. We were sent from heaven to celebrate the Creator and discern His purpose. That's your entire life summed up right there. To perfect ourselves and to create heaven on earth, not hell and mayhem. We each have a divine mission, which is the key to self-fulfillment. A belief in the Most High ultimately is a belief in yourself and vice versa. Without God, we are an empty shell. Do not fall into the Illuminati trap. Do not confuse the two kinds of love. Love of perfection, which is God, and love of imperfection, which are people. I think that is very well written, which is why I want to share it verbatim. I couldn't agree more, because he's spot on. And there's a scripture that says the love of many in the last days will wax cold because of lawlessness, breaking the laws in the streets and breaking God's laws. People don't genuinely love people anymore today. What can you do for me? What can I get from you? And I want to bed you. It's the only thing that people believe in that exists. And love is a conscious decision. It's not to be confused with infatuation. Love is when you do something to go out your way and put your feelings to the side. Then you're striving for perfection and striving to be like perfection, which is the Most High Creator, who still loves you with all your flaws. Let's remember that love covers a multitude of faults. This has been Vore Reese here at 180 Degrees, The Turnaround. And we turn around on Thursdays because, you know, I remember in church they would tell you to turn a full circle because your life's about things. No, it's important for us to just turn 180 degrees and go the opposite way of a destructive life that you once used to live. Get rid of patterns and let's walk in a different direction. Just because Babylon is going down, we don't have to go down. We were sent here with purpose, passion, and spirit. Seek it, and you'll find it. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm Vore Reese. This has been brought to you by the BCRA 400. Peace and blessings.